Welcome to the Anchor Daily. We're reading through the Gospel of Mark and reflecting on Jesus, whose death and resurrection paid the penalty for our sins and achieved victory over death.
Hello, my name is Joe Tips, and today I'm going to be reading from Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through Mark chapter 11, through verses 1 through 11. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing, untying that colt?" They answered, as Jesus had told them, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Now, I've read this and I've split this, and I think it's quite obvious, into two different parts, though I believe that they are very connected, not just because they share the same page, but because I think there's a thread that Jesus is taking us through. This first part I call annoying, persistent, and loud faith. See, I've spent many years in ministry, 20, specifically ministry in California, so please don't hate me. I love California, and I love the people there. They, just like you, are trying their best to live their lives. And among the Christians there, they are bravely and courageously ministering and serving their God in a new land. What I mean by that is, places like California and New York are the center of our post-Christian movement in the United States. Whole generations of families live and die without going to church or knowing who Jesus truly is. As a Christian growing up in such a place, and as a minister and pastor serving my entire young adult life in such a place, I have gained some characteristics, some habits, some good and some bad. A good characteristic I learned was how to talk to people about their agnosticism, their need for the spiritual, and the role that morality plays in a godless culture. See, I could talk with anybody about morality, culture, spirituality, and even the concept of God. However, a more negative characteristic I learned while being a Christian in such an agnostic post-church, post-Christian place is how to tiptoe around the more difficult truths concerning the gospel. See, you don't want to get into fights with others, and you don't want to come across as judgmental or pushy. See, to be judgmental, it is the cardinal sin of my generation. You got to keep your faith to yourself, and whatever you do, don't shout about it. When I read about this man's experience with Jesus, it leaves me in wonder at the lesson here. See, he's so loud and direct that the very people surrounding Jesus are made uncomfortable with his pleas. They told him to shut up and stay put. The very disciples whom Jesus was training told a poor blind man to shut up and stay quiet. See, I expect the world to try their hardest to quiet people, to quiet me. However, unfortunately, we all know the pain when our fellow Christ followers, when our fellow Christians are the ones telling people who are in need of Jesus, to shut up and be quiet. This should be to our shame. We must repent of this sin. I must repent of this sin, for I am guilty of this. To think that it is up to us to filter people for Jesus. See, the world already does an excellent job shutting us up. We cannot allow ourselves to add our voice to it. And thank God Jesus does step in. See, Jesus hears and calls him forward and asks him what must be the silliest question this man has ever been asked. What do you want? Why do you think Jesus asks such an obvious question? Was it for his benefit? Was it for Jesus's benefit? Was it for the blind man's benefit? Or maybe this was for the disciples to hear, the ones who tried and failed to shut him up. See, Jesus rewards this man's annoying, persistent, and loud faith. So please, do not forget what's important. Because in our service, in our attention to following Jesus so closely, let us not discard the very people that we should be bringing to him. And then this thread, again, connects into the next passage, into what is boldly, if you look in your Bibles, it is in bold, and it's the triumphal entry of Jesus. But I've labeled this part the double-edged sword of mob acceptance. So I want to begin this section by asking you a question. Have you ever felt a crowd turn? And this is what I mean. I was at a concert once, a Christian concert, and there was a bunch of artists, and Reliant K, so this is, again, this happened in like the early 2000s, all right, and when Reliant K was huge. And Reliant K had just finished their set, and then Thousand Foot Crutch took the stage. Now, you may not know who these bands are, so maybe let me put it in a different context. Imagine you are a front row at a Celine Dion concert, and then Metallica takes the stage and opens with One. The crowd turned. It went from a, hey, this is nice, this is good, everyone's close by, but no one's crowded, and it immediately turned into, let's squeeze each other to death while 100 people throw their hands in every direction at once. Okay, so you must be asking, what does this have to do with the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ? See, this crowd praising and welcoming, singing Hosanna, and proclaiming the return of King David, this is a double-edged sword. There's something lurking under the surface here. See, they don't know the reality of Jesus' coming, the true reality of God's kingdom coming to earth. They believe that King David has come to throw off the Roman occupiers. See, as the week unfolds and the realization that this simple carpenter from Nazareth was no King David, they turned. This worshiping crowd in 1 week's time will be the very crowd that leads Jesus to Golgotha. Hosanna will become crucify. The people who longingly called out for King David will cry out for the death of the King of the Jews. To me, this is an important moment that displays the hypocrisy of man. We worship and proclaim the wonders of God and then doubt and curse when those wonders don't match our expectations. Remember, they're crying out, not the kingdom, not King Jesus, not God, but the coming of King David. But see, this is why I love Jesus. Jesus knows how fickle we are. He knows our praise and our cursing. He knows us. It was over the crowd that proclaimed Hosanna and crucify that he pleaded with his Father to forgive them, for they did not know what they are doing. And I think that part encapsulates these two passages. They don't know what they are doing. So let us proclaim Hosanna with broken hearts, simply submitting to our true King. Let us lay down our expectations, our desires, our grievances, and pains before his humble feet and cry out in whatever voice we have left, Hosanna. Let us not stop people from coming to Jesus. And when they cry out, let us be the first ones to carry them to the feet of Jesus. And when our voices quit and we have no more to say, may our hearts take up the beat of Hosanna.
Thanks for joining us today. If you want to check out more podcasts just like this, you can go to bethel.ch and you'll find amazing selections of podcasts and much more. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can email us with podcasts@bethel.ch. See you next time.